a suicide bomber set off a car bomb today in Afghanistan's capital of Kabul. At least 7 people killed, another 100 injured.
Yeah, the explosion went off near NATO security headquarters and the U.S. embassy. Now, the Taliban, which has vowed to disrupt next Thursday's elections, is claiming responsibility for this explosion.
A massive rescue operation underway in Taiwan to save people from the flooding and mudslides triggered by Typhoon Morakot. It slammed into Taiwan last Saturday. This spawned the worst flooding and landslides there in 50 years. Take a look at some of what's been happening there as those waters just rush. Friends and family of the victims holding memorial services across Taiwan today. More than 100 people are confirmed dead, but officials say the death toll could go as high as 500.
President Obama, he has taken his health care show on the road this weekend. He is in Montana this morning, where he held a town hall meeting yesterday. The crowd was pretty civil for the president, but he did get some tough yet polite questions about his reform plan.
A lot of health care related events happening across the country.
No doubt. I want you to take a look at this map because it gives you an indication of where they all are happening across the country. Democratic Congressman Pete Stark, well, he is holding 3. Not one, not two, but 3, in fact, in California. Boy, he's going to be a busy guy. And as you can see from the map, there are also events in Chicago and Atlanta. The latest on these wildfires in California. In fact, one is called the Lockheed Fire. We're taking a look at it right now. Strong winds are indeed making it very difficult to fight this fire. It's just outside of Santa Cruz, California. Also getting some new video overnight. Close to 8 square miles of the forest have been burned. About 15% of this fire has been contained, so it shows you that not a whole lot. But there are plenty of firefighters on the scene working this, some 1,500 in fact, and a lot of mandatory evacuations are in place, as well as a state of emergency, which has been declared because of this fire.